You are listening to a Banzai Retro Club podcast. Language and topics may not always be appropriate for younger listeners. Press 1 for a groovy topic from the 1970s. Press 2 for an awesome topic from the 1980s. Or press 3 for a slamming topic from the 1990s. Please choose now. Too late. We have made your selection for you. Let's start the show.
Alright, sorry about that.
No worries, man. You ready?
I've got it right here.
Awesome.
I had a little commentary from the wife. She goes, "So you mean to tell me that every time you guys are doing it, like he's drinking too?" I'm like, "Yeah."
Of course.
So she had to give me a little. Let me get a taste here. There you go. Nice. Okay.
Yep. That first taste is always the best, isn't it?
That is. I also have a glass of water over here, too, so I'll have to not mix those. All right. Let's see. We can get down to business, then.
Cool.
The what we should handle first is the voicemail.
Oh, yeah, sure. Let's do that.
So,
Wait, do you want to do an intro first?
Well, I mean, I guess, do we want to do that pre-bumper or do we want to do that post-bumper? Does it really matter?
No, we can do bumper after.
Bumper, okay, whatever. Yeah, I get, you know, it's like how I'm going to edit. And it really doesn't matter because I include so much before the bumper anyway.
Okay.
So, you know, we have that, you know, the, yep. The first thing you hear when the show starts, you know, where it's like, you know, we're going to choose the, you know, making your selection for you, blah, 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 and all that. Mm-hmm. And then it could lead right into the discussion here about the voicemail. And then we'll, you know, do the regular stuff and then do the bumper for, in this case, 90 something. And then we're off to the races. So that'll be the format.
Sounds good.
All right, so the voicemail. This is a voicemail that we had received from our good friends over at Friday Night Movie Podcast, Shy, Lily, and Becky. And what they did was they asked us about what would be a good recommendation for a retro show for children to watch. You know, in this case, they have an age range between 3 months to 6 years old. So we have that question first, and then of course they're kind of geeking out about doing a crossover with us again, which is always awesome. They're a lot of fun. I love listening to their show. So we'll insert their voicemail here.
Hello, Banzai Retro Club, Dave, Rose, and Scott. This is Shy,
Lily, and Becky
from the Friday Night Movie Podcast. We are all together right now. And we decided as a group we needed to leave you all a message together.
Hi!
Hi! We were reflecting on how Shy shows his children television shows and movies that are probably a little bit too mature for them. You know, maybe a little bit too scary or a little too complicated. And so we have a question for you.
And that question is, what retro shows do you recommend most for parents of kids that of the ages that we have, which spans 3 months, maybe they don't watch movies, 3 months all the way to 6 years old.
I mean, don't look at me. You have a 6 year old.
And so we love your podcast. We hope to keep listening.
And have more crossovers in the future.
We're excited to do more with you guys, continue to be excellent to each other.
As Dave
says, you guys rock. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
And then we'll also say that because Rose isn't on the show tonight, she also responded to that question earlier. So she wanted to give her input
via voicemail.
So we got that. And then we'll insert that here.
Hi, Shy, Lily, and Becky. This is Rose from Banzai Retro Club. I'm recording this for you today because I won't be on the podcast with Dave and Scott tonight, but I wanted to make sure that I was able to have some input to your question about what retro programming you would allow your children to watch. Now, I was a parent in the 80s, so having children back then was a lot different. So ultimately, at the end of the day, kids are kids, right? They want things that are geared towards them, and they want to have fun. So Fraggle Rock definitely was a great program for children, and Muppet Babies was really good too. Anything with music and things that allow them to expand their imagination, it's always great. So if I think of a third one, I'll tweet it out for you guys on Twitter. But I hope this was helpful. I hope you guys have a great day. Take care.
Rose's recommendations were actually really solid choices. Fraggle Rock and Muppet Babies.
Yes. Those are great, great ideas.
Yeah, as soon as I heard, you know, that, I was like, Fraggle Rock, of course. That is a wonderful kids program. I remember loving that when I was younger. Did you get into that?
It was a little bit, I think I was a little too old for it.
A little too, yeah, I
remember
that.
I remember it. But I don't remember watching it. I might have caught it with my little brother and sister watching it, okay. You know, passing through the room or hanging out in the room eating or something, you know, but I don't ever recall like sitting down and actually watching it. I know the song. I know the song. You know, it's one of those songs that gets in your head. You can't get it out, which is, you know, that's good marketing. That's a good team of jingle writers or songwriters, whatever you want to call them, to be able to do that. So, you know, kind of like the Three's Company theme.
Yeah, yeah, that gets stuck in your head.
Yep. So anyway, Fraggle Rock and Muppet Babies, I can honestly say I've never seen one episode of Muppet Babies. I remember the Muppets very well when I was younger.
That was like one of my choices, you know, for this list. I was thinking the Muppet Show definitely would be a good kid oriented fun program.
Yeah. And I'll be honest, you know, with Shy and Libby and Becky, I had a lot of difficulty thinking about this because I don't have kids. Chrissy and I have not had kids. So I can't think of any retro shows that would have been kid friendly. Like the only thing that pops into my head is like the Brady Bunch. And then when they said that their kids were only up to 6 years old, I'm like, well, even Brady Bunch is going to kind of be beyond their, you know, most kids' attention span, or, you know, it might be just a little too mature for them, even though the kids in that, you know, like Bobby and Cindy were very young in that show. I don't know if a four and a 6 year old, I think that's what Shai said he had, are old enough to really grasp a Brady Bunch, you know, but that was the only thing that I could think of until I listened to Rose's voicemail. And then I heard the Muppet Babies. I'm like, oh, the Muppets. Well, that would be a great show to suggest, you know?
Yeah. I think if you throw in element of, music, like she had mentioned,
right.
You know, the only other thing that I could think of that would, you know, like you, you know, I was kind of struggling with what would hold, you know, their attention. I was thinking Great Space Coaster.
Oh, no way, dude. That is a great suggestion.
Yeah.
I got to interject just real quick.
you got a Great Space Coaster story?
You know, I don't really have a story except that. When I was listening to your solo podcast that you did about where you were talking on Twitter about the cartoon theme songs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The best retro cartoon theme song, yes.
The first thing that came to mind for me was the Great Space Coaster. Now, I know it wasn't a cartoon per se. It had cartoons thrown in there.
Right.
But that Great Space Coaster was one of the best theme songs ever. I loved that. I can. That's another one that I can hear over and over in my head. You know.
Yeah.
So I love that show too. That was actually a really good show, which I think was a little earlier than like Fraggle Rock. I think it was.
Yeah, because you're talking early
80s.
Yeah.
Maybe even. Let me see. I gotta look that one up when it actually came out. I love Gary Gnu.
1981 to 1986.
Okay, yeah. I remember watching the first couple of years at least, before, you know, like 81, 82 probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, I loved that show. It was great, man.
Yeah, no news. Great
space coaster.
No news with Gary Ganoo.
Yeah.
Yeah, good times right there.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, that's a good, that's a really good suggestion.
I'm just wondering, can you find it anywhere, though?
I found the trailer, or the,
well, I mean,
the intro song.
Yeah, I'm sure you can do that.
I'm sure on YouTube. You can probably find it on YouTube one way or another.
Yeah, I was just thinking, it's not like you're going to find it like on Amazon Prime or Netflix or anything.
I haven't seen it on Netflix.
Would you watch it then, if you saw it there?
You know, I might have to revisit just for kicks.
I probably would. I would probably watch a few episodes.
Yeah, just as a as a memory jogger and to just kind of relive those few moments. So yeah, I mean, Chrissy and I started watching something early this morning. We got up and we were going to go to church, but instead we watched it online. Yeah, because it broadcasts on their, they have a live stream. Anyway. So after that, we were sitting there, just sitting around for a little while, and I found the original Laugh-In show.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, it's on Amazon.
With what, Lamb Chop?
No, I didn't see any with Lamb Chop, but it was a what was it called? What was his name? Dick Martin and something Warren.
Oh well, that's going back a ways. I don't know if I'm remembering any of that.
It's like mid 60s. It's really, they're talking about flower children and all that stuff. It's crazy. So anyway, I might have to revisit something if I could find the Great Space Coaster. I'm gonna check now.
All right. Well, hopefully that's a good enough answer there for their inquiry from a great podcast. And if any of our listeners aren't listening to Friday Night Movie Podcasts, highly recommend. Shy, Lily, and Becky are just fun. They're just so fun to listen to, their interactions with each other. A little in-depth, review of, these movies or the things that they're watching. And they started this segment, which I thought was really kind of funny, and I think would really, it plays well with siblings, but I don't know if it would play well with, like, others, is Tradesies. And they do this thing where they, they'll say, okay, I will watch, one or two episodes of this if you watch one or two episodes of that. And it's really an interesting concept. But, it's fun to listen to them kind of negotiate, what's the program that, they're trying to get the other person to get into.
Okay. And I've listened to a few other shows, and there was another thing. I don't know if it was called, I don't remember it being called Tradesies. They like suggested a show to somebody either one of them suggested a show to the other that hadn't watched that show yet.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, you were right, and then I got into it. What was that?
I forget what they called it, but it was almost like,
I love that concept.
You had to call that person a genius or something along those lines. Yeah.
Yep.
It's like, all right, well, because of you, I'm now hooked into the show, and you're right, it's awesome. So
I love that idea that they're and the way they deliver it was so funny. That's a great show, and I do look forward to talking to those guys again. I haven't even talked to the sisters yet, but I would love to do another crossover, maybe involving all of them. That'd be great.
Well, we're actually obligated now. I obligated myself. I know Rose is into it. I don't know if you are, but Buckaroo Banzai.
I'd have to rewatch that one. It's been a long time, but I did love that movie. I remember watching it a few times when I was younger.
And there's like a mutual love affection for that movie. And so I think that's going to be our next crossover.
Okay. So I think I could be in on that.
Awesome. All right, so we should probably get things started here.
Okay.
Into the official topic. So we're going to insert bumper, blah, blah, blah.
This is 90-something podcast.
I know it sounds mental, but sometimes I have more fun vegging out than when I go partying. Maybe because my party clothes are so binding.
You're an idiot.
I'll show you. Starting tomorrow, you'll see I'm just as sane as anybody.
Well, I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you. I make you laugh. I'm here to fucking amuse you. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
Smelly cat, what are they feeding you?
Mentos, the fresh maker.
Hello, my name's Forrest, Forrest Gump. Would you like a chocolate?
Oh, thank you.
It's funny what a young man recollects.
You're the same as everybody else. You are no different.
Your boy's different.
Are you stupid or something?
Mama's as stupid as a stupid does.
I'm Jenny.
I'm Forrest Gump.
She was my most special friend. My only friend.
We was together all the time. We was like peas and carrots, Jenny and I. You wouldn't believe it if I told you, but I can run like the wind blows.
Who in the hell is that?
That there's Forrest Gump, Coach. Just a local idiot. I never thought it would take me anywhere.
David put me on a thing called the All-America Team. Where you get to meet the President of the United States.
Congratulations. How does it feel to be an All-American?
I gotta pay.
I believe he said he had to go pee.
Now, maybe it's just me, but college was very confusing times.
Have you ever been with a girl, Forrest?
I sit next to them in my home economics class all the time.
Have you given any thought to your future?
Girl, what's your sole purpose in this army?
To do whatever you tell me, Drill Sergeant?
You're a damn genius. You are going to be a general someday, go.
Yes, Drill Sergeant!
They sent me to Vietnam.
Listen, you promise me something, okay? If you're ever in trouble, don't try to be brave. You just run, okay?
Okay.
Where are you boys from in the world?
Alabama, sir.
You twins?
No, we are not relations, sir. For some reason, what I was doing seemed to make sense to people.
Forget about me and get yourself out!
I've been awarded the Medal of Honor.
How come? Now, my mama's always telling me how miracles happen every day. Some people don't think so.
Jenny!
But they do. You can come home with me to my house in Greenbow. I'll take care of you.
Why are you so good to me?
You're my girl.
Paramount Pictures presents Tom Hanks.
I'm not a smart man, but I know what love is.
Robin Wright.
Will you marry me? I'd make a good husband, Jenny.
You would, Forrest.
But you won't marry me.
Gary Sinise.
I never thanked you for saving my life.
And Sally Field.
My boy Forrest is going to get the same opportunities as everyone else.
A film by Robert Zemeckis.
What's my destiny, Mom?
You're going to have to figure that out for yourself.
Hello, this is Bonsai Retro Club. Can you dig it? I am Dave. Online, I've got Scott.
Well, yes, I can dig it, Dave. Can you dig it?
I think I can.
Excellent.
Most excellent. Party on, dude. So, this is a 90s topic tonight, and Scott and I, we were exchanging messages, as we do, to try to decide what it is that we want to talk about. And we came to the conclusion of a very awesome 1990s movie called Forrest Gump. So this is directed by Robert Zemeckis with the awesome Tom Hanks. And it is just it's one of those movies that both Scott and I felt like, you know, we don't have to rewatch it before talking about it because we've seen it so many times. And it's such a wonderful movie. So that's where we are. That's what we're going to be talking about tonight. There's so many things that, you know, so many different angles to go on. And I guess I get kind of boring by asking the same kind of things over and over again, but I'm going to do it anyway. If you had to pick a favorite character, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to make a stipulation to you, Scott. You cannot pick Forrest yet.
Tom Cruise, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tom Cruise? Did you say Tom Cruise?
I'm sorry, I said Tom Cruise.
You said Tom Cruise. A little bit too much whiskey.
No, this is my first class tonight.
All right, so
none of I said first.
so we can't pick Forrest yet. We'll talk about him soon enough. But if you had a supporting character that was your favorite, who would it be?
Oh, Lieutenant Dan by far.
Lieutenant Dan. Okay, why yeah, Lieutenant Dan?
I just loved his character in there. He was a tough ass, and then he was really grouchy and. And eventually he comes around and okay. Sometimes when we go out on the boat, and if it's like me and Mike and maybe another guy or something, the girls don't like it when the waters are rough. Okay.
Sure.
But when the waters are a little rough and if it's just the guys and we're out there just getting on the boat, you know, just running it hard. You know, we will yell out the part when Lieutenant Dan is at the top of his mast yelling at, you know, the storm saying, "You think you're bad?" You know, it's so many of those, that moment right there. We do that all the time, yelling it on the boat. So none of us have ever stood on the front of the boat and said, "I'm king of the world," but we will stand up and scream like Lieutenant Dan was screaming at the storm.
maybe that's the difference between, guys that are in touch with their feminine side.
Maybe. Yeah. No, I just thought he's a phenomenal actor. I love everything that he does. And I do also love his more recent years in the last 10 or 15 years, his support of, veterans. Like, he's so outspoken about his support for veterans, and all of our service people. So I love that aspect of him as a person, but, the character Lieutenant Dan is just, it's good stuff. Like when he defends Forrest, when they're in the hotel room with the two girls that they brought back to the room, and she calls him, "What are you, some kind of dummy?" And Lieutenant Dan just flips out and kicks them both out, and he totally defends his friend, you know? So, that was Forrest's wingman at some point, you know?
Yeah, I have a love-hate relationship with Lieutenant Dan.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, everything that you said, spot on. When he's defending Forrest, to me, it is just really a great way of portraying that character and showing, you know, what Lieutenant Dan is all about. But then when he's, you know, demeaning Forrest, or he's like, you know, just a jackass. It takes me away. So that's the part I hate. I hate when, you know, you have that kind of portrayal, you know, of this person that's a predominant, you know, in Forrest's life or, you know, other people's. You know, he's a little too quick to anger is what I'm getting to. And that's what, you know, but I realized it was the evolution of the character. The character had to have some sort of flaws. You couldn't have a all perfect leader, you know, in this, you know, this environment. Yeah. So every one of these characters have their own degree of flaws. So I understand, you know, the storyline and what was trying to get out of it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, with the way that he was demeaning to Forrest or maybe even Bubba, you know, I was just like, I'm not a fan there.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, once again, Gary Sinise, awesome actor, exactly what you said. And when he wasn't being that way, Lieutenant Dan was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I support your pick.
And I do like that he said early on, if you ever become a shrimp boat captain, I will come and be your first mate.
Yeah.
And sure enough, he did. And that's one of the best scenes when Forrest is on his boat and he's riding through the, you know, like the little intercoastal area by the bay, by the docks. He sees Lieutenant Dan sitting out there and he just jumps off the ship. Thing goes crashing into a dock. No big deal.
That's my boat.
Call it Jenny. Jenny 1, Jenny 2, Jenny 3. So, anyway, how about you? Who would be your supporting actor?
It's got to be Jenny. So, Robin Wright.
Yeah.
Very complicated character. That had
troubled.
A lot of troubles going on in her life. Mm-hmm. And a lot of things to deal with. So there's some parts of the story that she bugged me, like when she just disappears after, hooking up with Forrest. I realized that was her just coping with, her past and the situation. As far as like being just the, fun character, but just an endearing character throughout the movie, from the first time he meets her to, you can sit next to me on the bus to, them just being, we were together like peas and carrots or whatever he
said.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes. We were like peas and carrots.
So she's a fun character, having her own issues to deal with, and I guess much like Lieutenant Dan, but I give her a more of a pass than I do Dan, because she was never, other than just disappearing, she was never mean to Forrest.
No, she was not. She was always nice to him.
Right. In fact, she would kind of defend him. As like when, he was, there's guys pawing on her at the strip club. And, so he goes in to defend her, as you do. She's like, back off. Oh, let's just go. Let's get out of here. So it was like, she's with him. She wasn't going to, just get out of here for us. You're stupid or something. So I respected that part of her character.
Yeah. Yeah. She was definitely hardened in a lot of ways, just because of the abuse that she grew up with. And they talk about that early in the movie or whatever, and then that's part of her problems as she gets older through life,
Yeah, so. She's carrying all that baggage with her.
Oh yeah,
yeah. So it's definitely impacting her, the way she's dealing with stuff or not dealing with stuff when she just disappears or starts taking drugs or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we're a little too deep now. So how about?
It's not exactly a light movie. I mean, a lot of people might see it as a comedy, but it's really not. It's pretty deep. It's got a lot of deep running themes through it.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to dealing with Jenny.
Yeah.
It's not a light movie. It's very fascinating. This is a great pick, though, as far as the next one next to Gump himself. She's really, and I had no idea. I didn't realize that's Robin Wright. I just never put it together that she's in House of Cards.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I looked at her.
What a difference in characters, too.
I know, and. But I love her. I think she's a great actress. She's very
she's very talented.
She's passionate. She's really she's really good at what she does. So she's believable in the characters that she plays. So anyway, just great pick. And Jenny is such a okay. There's two Jennies that come to mind when you say Jenny when it comes to pop culture. It's either
either
8675309 yes. Or it's Jenny from Forrest Gump.
Yep.
And there's many times when you hear the name Jenny and your mind goes to one of those, for me, a lot of the times it's Forrest Gump more than anything. Jenny, you know, the way he says Jenny. So, yeah, her character was super important throughout the whole thing. I mean, even up to the end, you know, I mean, that's where he was going in the end.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was to go meet her, you know? So, yeah, this movie is just, it's just amazing overall.
Now, if you had to pick a least favorite character, could you? And if you have to think about it, I already have one in mind. You know, just to let you know where my mind's going, it's not where we have to rely on the main characters.
Mm-hmm.
But just, you know, somebody that had a role within the movie itself. And to me, it was the very swarmy principal.
Okay, that's the first person that popped into my mind too, is the person I don't like, just because he plays a really creepy dude, you know.
He does. Is there a Mr. Gump?
Mrs. Gump.
Ooh, he's your on mama. Vacation. Yeah. Ooh, your mama really values your education. Grade A asshole, but just, I mean, he's definitely the guy that I love to hate in the movie.
Mm-hmm. And really, that's the only one that I can really think of that, like, had a more prominent role than so many of the other people that were, like, just came and, you know, they were on and off the screen so quickly that you really didn't get to really like or dislike the character. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And the only other one I could think of is the one, the other guy that was helping organize a protest with, like, the Black Panthers.
Oh, yeah.
So he was another one.
Jenny's boyfriend.
Yeah, I probably have this wrong because I'm looking at IMDb right now, but I think it was Wesley. But anyway. Yeah, there was that situation where he hit her, Jenny.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's when Forrest loses it.
Right. And the line that Forrest uses when they're, like, you know, about to get on the bus and she's about to leave him again, and you know, he goes, "You should go home to Greenbow, Alabama." You know, and it was just my wife and I still use that.
You have no idea. You have no idea how close to home you hit right now. I say that. Chrissy and I say that all the time. We see a license plate from Alabama, and that's the first thing that comes out of our mouth. My wife loves this movie too. There's definitely a few lines that stand out for her. That go home to Greenbow, Alabama. There's just the way he raises his voice at the end, you know, and he's yelling at her boyfriend. That's classic, dude.
That's great that we use the same line.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And I think that's him. Jeffrey Blake. It looks like him.
Yeah, anyway. Because IMDb kind of has it sorted by, like, as they come on appearance. Screen. Yeah, appearance. So it's kind of like trying to figure out, you know, where everybody kind of came into the movie.
I was looking at that too, and it was really hard to tell. I'm like, where the heck is Gary Sinise? I thought it was top billed, it said.
Right.
Which, in credits. I thought it was his top billed, which would have been, you know, the most popular actors or, you know, largest roles or whatever, but this is in order of appearance. So you have to go, like, figure out where mid-movie is.
Right.
To figure out when he came back from Vietnam. And you were in Vietnam? I was in Vietnam. That's all I have to say about that.
That's all I got to say about that.
Yeah.
What about favorite scene? Do you have a favorite scene in the movie?
I can't narrow it down. Like, it's really tough to do that because this movie is broken up into, like, eras, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's his childhood, and then it goes into his teen years, and then it goes into, his young adult years. and then it goes into his mid-adult years, and then finally it ends up with him, you know, being a father, and which I would call that still mid-adult. But there's so many different, like, that's one of the things I loved about this movie, is that it takes you to so many different places throughout this person's life, you know?
Right.
That's what I think that's the draw for a lot of people of this story, that he has. There's a bunch of small stories within the main storyline, but it's all focused on this one guy versus, you know, a lot of movies that have sub stories along the way. They have different characters in their own sub stories, you know, where this one is, it's a story and then it goes to another story and then it goes into another story, and it's all broken up into these little, it's like compartmentalized. It's really bizarre. It's hard to explain. But I don't know what section would be my favorite section, because I can't say a scene other than I gotta pee.
That's from all the Dr. Pepper.
Yes. Which I was talking to Chris Warren earlier today about this movie, and he said, you know, this was a stepping stone for CGI, being able to place somebody in actual footage and make it look real, like the footage of the Alabama college, right?
Yeah.
When he was when the girl or when the students were there and Wallace was there doing his speech or whatever, and you know he's in the news feed, and then they got him next to, you know,
excuse me, you dropped your book.
Yeah. Then they have him next to Kennedy.
Yep.
Shaking Kennedy's hand. Or no, did they shake his hand? No. He showed him his ass.
No, that was Johnson.
Or was that Johnson?
That was Johnson. Yeah.
But he met Kennedy when he was an all-star football player. That's what it was.
Yeah.
So they dropped him into those scenes with this real footage from back then, which I guess at the time, you know, 94.
Yeah, CGI, and that was the I have to pee scene was with Kennedy.
Yes.
Right.
I gotta pee.
Yep.
How do you feel about being All-American? I gotta pee. I still use that line occasionally too. And my good friend Mike, which is the one that we are in the boat club with, like I said, the ones that quote from Forrest Gump. This is like this and Braveheart are his two favorite movies of all time. So we're constantly throwing back lines of either one of those to each other. And, you know, sometimes when we're working together, I gotta pee, because I gotta pee, you know? And it's funny. It's just really, it makes you laugh, so. Yeah, I don't know. It's so hard to say what would be my favorite scene. I think No, I can't do it. I can't narrow it down to one favorite scene.
Well, yeah, and I guess something that I always had a fun thought process with is the when he was encountering the young Elvis Presley. his dance technique influencing the king.
Yeah.
And to me, I always thought that was just a fun concept of, you know, these interactions of your life, which could just be minuscule, you know, could have this big, you know, ripple effect, into, you know, the way that somebody does something. And, you know, so I thought that was, you know, pretty fun way of doing that, where you have him, you know, just playing his guitar in his room, and then the young Forrest there and kind of doing the dance thing with his braces on. And then, you know, cut scene a little bit later, you have them watching him on TV.
Yeah.
And she's like, all right, don't look at that. You know, get away from that. So it was very funny moment, you know, where, you know, they had that, you know, he was actually the influence of that, but then, you know, his mother was like, oh no, you shouldn't be looking at that.
Yeah. Okay. I just thought of a scene that I think might be like my favorite segment.
Okay.
And that's when Jenny leaves and he goes running. So he just starts running. Okay. He starts running, and they're playing the song Running on Empty. Oh, side note, we got to talk about the soundtrack here in a few minutes. But when he starts running, and you know, he's just running, and he just keeps going and going and going across the country. And you know, he grows his long beard, and he's running for like 2 years or something like that. I don't know what it is. And you know, he encounters these people along the way on his run, like the guys running the followers. Next to him. Yeah, the guys running next to him, and he's like asking him a question. He goes, "Whoa, you just stepped in a big old," he's looking for a bumper sticker, right?
Yep.
He goes, "Whoa, you just stepped in a big old pile of shit." And Forrest says, "It happens." And that's when, you know, the guy comes up with the "shit happens" bumper sticker that was so popular back in the day.
Yep.
I remember that too. In fact, one of my best friends, his mom had a necklace that said "shit happens" on it.
His mom.
Yeah, his mom. Nice. Yeah, it was fun. She was funny. And then the guy with the shirt, he was trying to sell t-shirts or something.
Yep.
And he hands Forrest a shirt, and it's, you know, it's a yellow shirt or something, right?
Yep. And he cleans the mud off of his face, and then you get a smiley face.
Yeah, and he's got a smiley, inverted smiley face, you know, and that becomes a big thing, you know?
Yep.
And now look at it today, emoticons, you know?
Yeah.
Emojis or whatever you want to call them.
Yeah, we can't do anything without a smiley.
Right. And so I think that was really – I think I get a little excited when I start hearing the intro of that song as he starts running, you know? I'm like, oh, this is great. You know, it's cool. So, and he tells a little bit of his story as he's going, and you know, news feeds come in and tell a little bit of his story of him running across country. And yeah, I really like that part of the movie.
I like how it just kind of suddenly ends. He just like turns, and everybody's like, okay, he's going to talk now.
I know. He's got like 50 people following him.
He's like, I want to go home now. That's it? That's your words of wisdom? Oh my god.
Yeah. What do we do now?
That's like, you know, asking, you know, what's the answer to the universe or something, and somebody says 42. It's like, yeah, what the hell, dude? What do we do with that?
I know that question. I know that that's the answer.
Yep.
That's a great movie too. Or book.
All right.
So anyway, what would you say your favorite scene was? What again?
Oh, that was the
Elvis Presley. Elvis.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good stuff. The whole thing is just, and there's so many lines from this movie. It's, you know, that's something that it's just one of my things. You know, everybody's got their own little weird things that they like to do in life, and I like quoting movies and TV shows. It's just, I can't come up with anything on my own, apparently, so I use everybody else's. I just plagiarize all the time.
Yeah, this movie is highly quotable.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, what about Sally Field? She's awesome in this.
Homegirl from Forrest Gump.
That was great. That podcast gold is what that was.
That was, yeah. Yeah. That was funny. You know, what was her name? Homegirl from Forrest Gump. I'm like, Sally Field? Yeah, no, you know, Sally Field's she's been a great actress throughout the years.
Yeah.
Going way back to her, you know, days of youth when she was on Flying Nun and whatnot. I never saw Flying Nun. It was a little bit before my time, but, you know, I think everybody kind of fell in love with her with Smokey and the Bandit.
Yeah, and she was Force his rock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, and look at what she did for him. She did it with the principal.
Yeah,
so
true.
He could get into school.
Yeah. she definitely cared about his education.
Oh, yes, she did.
Yeah, I loved her in this movie. She was awesome. Absolutely awesome. What about Bubba?
I liked Bubba, and I was kind of sad that he had such a short-lived role in the movie. He was important from the time that Forrest got on the boat or on the bus. You're nothing but a scum singing, you know. And nobody would let him sit next to him, just like on the bus at school. But you liked him from the get-go. He was, I think he had probably about the same level of intelligence. And down here in Florida, shrimp is on every menu. So you know that those lines, shrimp sandwich, shrimp Creole,
shrimp gumbo, Cajun
shrimp, yeah, fried shrimp, coconut shrimp. You know, we go through the whole list whenever we go out to dinner with Mike and Tina. It's, I'm sure some people go, all right, enough with the shrimp jokes. But really, it's, think about it. That is 14 years ago that this movie came out, right?
Yeah. Yep, and we're still quoting it.
Wait. 24.
Where are we at? Hold on. What year was this released? 94.
94, 2018 is 24 years.
Yeah, there you go. Sorry, wow. I'm sorry, I agreed with you. You're right.
24 years. I can't do math anymore. So, I never really could do math, actually. I always sucked at math. Anyway.
So good to know that you're in construction. That just scares the shit out of me now.
Okay, no, wait. No. The type of work that I have to do, I don't have to use a lot of numbers, okay? Just, that's why.
Okay.
Drywalling, I mean, all you got to do is be able to figure out how many pieces of drywall, which are 4x8, and you figure out the size of the room, and you put the walls up, you know? Or paint. You just get to know, okay, so for a room this size, you need so many gallons of paint. Whatever. So, yeah.
There are numbers at play there, though.
Okay. First of all, I'm not an engineer. Okay. I'll tell you that much. Nor an architect.
You just know and that you need 3 gallons of paint for a room.
For certain rooms, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Like a bathroom, you hardly need even maybe a little more than a quart.
Oh, okay.
A small bathroom, like a 5x5, like a powder room.
I gotcha.
Anyway.
Off topic.
Yeah. Tangent. That was Dave's fault.
That was totally my fault because I started to pick on you about your number skills.
Yeah.
So
I can still do math. I'm just not a huge.
You're not letting this go, man. I'm trying to move on. We're moving on. We dropped the number thing. We're moving on to Tom Hanks.
All right. Tom Hanks as Forrest Gump.
As Forrest Gump.
I don't know if I could see anybody else ever playing that role the way he played it. I really don't. I mean, I know a lot of people. A lot of times we say, well, it's hard to imagine somebody else playing that role just because that's what we know.
Right.
But I think he was great in this role. I like Tom Hanks a lot. I've liked him since he was in Bosom Buddies, you know, and then Bachelor Party and Splash all the way in the comedy days. I really wish he would get back to his comedic roots sometime.
Yeah, because now he's doing a lot more with, like, you know, the Dan Brown novels, you know, with, shoot.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. The one with
Angels and Demons and things like that. Yeah. Whatever they are.
Yeah. That whole series, which I never read any of them, so I don't really know them.
But yeah, I mean, he's definitely got a, you know, more thought provoking and action, you know, versus his comedic days, you know, like you're talking about, where, you know, we had him in Big and, you know, Splash, Volunteers.
Oh, Volunteers. Great, like, obscure movie. That's a great one. Love that one.
And yeah, you know, so he has such an interesting career. And the thing that I've always loved about this guy as an actor, and I've said it many a times, is that I forget it's Tom Hanks. when he's in a role or a character and you're watching a movie, I forget that he is the actor that is playing him. He becomes this person. That's exactly what he did with Forrest Gump. I don't see Tom Hanks on the screen. I see Forrest Gump. Whoever this character is, whatever this character was supposed to be, he's now it. And I can't see someone else doing that, like you said.
Right.
But that's why I think he is just a phenomenal actor, because he's so believable in everything he does. And I have no idea, you know, what his preparation is like, you know, to get ready for a role. Mm-hmm. But whatever it is that he's doing, it works for him. Because I can't think of a bad Tom Hanks movie.
Hmm.
I don't even think there's one that exists that is a bad Tom Hanks movie.
Yeah. I don't know. The Money Pit sucked. I'm messing around, because yeah. that's one of my favorite movies too. Another very, very quotable movie. He's in a lot of movies that are very quotable.
Yeah.
Like even Bachelor Party. You know, she goes, Tawny Katain is about to go to her shower, her, you know, wedding shower or whatever. And he says, use soap. So that's all he said, use soap. He says, I'm going to go to the shower now. He says, use soap. And yes, it gets old after a while, I'm sure. But my wife has been putting up with it for 20 years. All right, honey, I'm going to go take a shower. Use soap. So, yeah, he's been in a lot of great, great movies that have good quotable lines in it. Except for, like, Castaway, because half the movie there were no lines.
Wilson. Yeah.
Wilson. In fact, I used that line when I was in Jamaica just 2 weeks ago.
What, did you have a soccer ball that you left or lost?
No, actually, when we went ziplining in Jamaica, there were three guides that led us through the ziplines, you know. One of them was Wilson, and on every zipline, you know, they send one person ahead, and then the other two would, you know, help you get set up and go and shoot you out and do your zip. Well, one of the times Wilson was one of the guys, and he went on the zipline out ahead of everybody. And it became, this is about halfway through the zipline tour, you know, you kind of, everybody's joking with each other and kind of having a good time. And he goes and he disappears into this section of trees that you just can't see him anymore. And I yelled out, Wilson! And it got a laugh, you know, everybody understood.
Yep.
So, yeah, I'm sure he gets that all the time. He probably gets tired of it.
Probably does. He goes and used a fake name. He's like, screw these guys.
Yeah, so anyway, you're right. That movie does have a lot of good lines. So Tom Hanks, great, great in this role. Pulls it off. You believe he's stupid, but brilliant at the same time.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Yep. You can tell a lot about a person's shoes. Or the shoes they wear or something like that.
Yep. So what's left of this movie to discuss? What are we missing?
You know, I don't know. I mean, I don't think there's too much that we're really missing. I mean, we could go on and break down, like, each section of the movie, but I don't think we're going to do that.
No, we're not.
I don't think we need to. I think it's, overall, it's just a really fun journey through this guy's life. And I think that's what they were aiming to do, and they nailed it all the way around. And they were able to pull it all together and give us some great dialogue, you know, be able to tie all these characters together, put a nice little cast together. Robin Wright was awesome. Gary Sinise was awesome. Tom Hanks was awesome. Sally Field, loved her in it too. And, you know, it's just, it's going to be an all-time classic. People are going to always talk about Forrest Gump. Even Weird Al, you know, made a song about it. You ever hear it?
No, I was actually looking at the, I found the quote section in IMDb.
Oh no, how long is it?
stupid is as stupid does.
Oh yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, Forrest talking to Jenny, you're my girl. Well, I'll always be your girl.
Yeah.
Let's see. I'm not a smart man, but I know what love is.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what else. Well, Run, Forrest, Run, of course.
Right. You don't hear that ever.
Yep.
Right. And this movie has made cumulative worldwide gross of $678 million.
Lieutenant Dan got me invested in some kind of fruit company, so then I got a call from him saying we don't have to worry about money no more. And I said, yeah. Well, that's good. One less thing. My mom always said you've got to put the past behind you before you can move on. Yeah, there's a lot of good quotes in here.
Oh, the drill sergeant scene in basic training. Gump, what is your sole purpose in this army? To do whatever you tell me, drill sergeant. God damn it, Gump, you're a goddamn Jesus genius. This most outstanding answer I've ever heard. You must have a goddamn IQ of 160. You are goddamn gifted, Private Gump. Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes I guess there just aren't enough rocks. He's talking about when Jenny's throwing rocks
at the house, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well, I can go on and on here.
Oh, yeah, this thing has a lot of quotes. I think they wrote down the whole script, basically.
They did. Let's see. My mom always said you could tell a lot about a person by their shoes. Where they're going, where they've been.
Yeah, and that's pretty strong.
Very deep.
Yeah. Potent.
Yeah. We was always taking long walks, and we was always looking for a guy named Charlie.
Dallas, he was from.
Well, I don't know where he is from.
I don't know where he was from. It's funny because they were, even though they were called certain city names, or it was Cleveland, Dallas, and Tex, right?
Yeah.
But they were all from different places that they weren't named after, or something like that. There's Cleveland from Nevada or something like that. I can't remember where they were from, but Benjamin Buford Blue, but people call me Bubba. Just like one of them old redneck boys. Can you believe that? Oh, so many great lines.
Yeah. He is from a long, great military tradition. Somebody from his family had fought and died in every single American war. I guess you could say he had a lot to live up to.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, boom. All right, I'm stopping. Yeah. I'm getting out of the quote section.
Yeah, well, it just keeps scrolling and scrolling and scrolling.
So you want to talk soundtrack, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, man, the soundtrack is great. Well, I think it's because of the era. You know, it goes through the 60s and the 70s.
Yep.
And Running on Empty, that song by Jackson Brown just is always, that's always spoken to me, you know? It's just a really good song. The Vietnam scene. Ba-now, 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 ba-now. Fortunate Son, you know? Creedence Clearwater Revival. There's so many great songs in it. And I think that helps tie it all together and really brings you into the moment of that, of those times, you know, the 60s and 70s. And even into the 80s, because that's how, you know, she ends up getting AIDS and dies or whatever. And, you know, that's, I think they place that, I think that somewhere mid 80s is kind of where it looks like it ends up. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, it sounds about right.
Like about mid 80s. Yeah. So just throughout the whole thing is they always have those drops of music that really put you in the moment. So yeah, I love the soundtrack. It's good stuff. What else is on there?
Yeah, I'm actually scrolling through, and there's, I mean, it goes great songs from the 60s to 70s. You know, mm-hmm. you go Respect from Aretha Franklin to Sloop John B. by the Beach Boys, California Dreaming, the Mamas and Papas, For What It's Worth, Buffalo Springfield.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. I mean, so many.
White Rabbit on there?
I'm still scrolling. Let's see. Turn, 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 The Birds, Aquarius.
Yeah. Another great one.
Yeah. Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. Tie a Yellow Ribbon Around the Old Oak Tree. Free Bird. Sweet Home yep. Alabama. Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yep. That's when she teaches them how to dance.
Yep. Go Your Own Way. Fleetwood Mac.
Mm-hmm. Where did you find the soundtrack? I can't find it.
Against the Wind, Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band.
Mm-hmm.
On the Road Again, Willie Nelson.
I found it.
Yeah, because I mean, it starts with, you know, the custom music that they made, you know, for, you know, but
each scene,
then you go back to you go down to the soundtrack credits, and then that's when you get all the good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Hound Dog.
Yep.
You said that, right?
Yep. Well, no, I didn't say that, but yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so many.
And the funny part is, it's like every time I mentioned the songs, you were like, you know, the accompanying scene, which is great, you know, which is a. You don't get that a lot for a 90s movie. You got that in the 80s, you know, where you had.
Right.
You know, those. Songs where, you know, like a movie that had like Kenny Loggins' soundtrack in it, you were able to associate, you recollect the scene of the movie with the specific song.
Okay, and, Danger Zone and go. Okay, flying through the sky on the, you know,
right
on Top Gun. You know, it's either right. in the planes.
Yeah, and so Forrest Gump did that in the 90s. You know, because each one of those songs, you were like, oh, yeah, that's the scene where that happened.
And there's a lot of Doors in this. There's like three or four Doors songs. Soul yeah. Kitchen. Hello, I Love You. People Are Strange. Break On Through. That's four.
Where was People Are Strange? What part of the movie was that? I don't remember that one.
I don't know, but I'm probably going to have to go back and watch it. This is one of those movies that I have installed, downloaded onto my iPad. Okay?
Sure.
I have this one. I have Braveheart. I have War Games. And I have Step Brothers. Which I don't know if you're a Step Brothers fan, but that is some funny shit right there. What's the other one? Oh, I think I have Anchorman, too.
Scotch.
I love Scotch. Here it goes down to my belly.
So, I guess, Forrest Gump, if we're going to be using our, you know, format that we've done on other movies, if you didn't own it, what would you pay to watch it?
Okay, if I didn't own it.
You did not own it. Let's say you're... As we say, going through, you know, your Walmart, you see it in the bin. What would be the price tag that you would be willing to pay to buy the movie?
I would not hesitate for this movie, knowing it as knowing that I love it as much as I do. I'd not hesitate to pay $15-$20.
$15 to $20.
Yeah, seriously.
Well, you're not like, even in the like bin anymore. You're on the shelf.
No, not on the bin.
Yeah. So you're actually going to the shelf for this.
This movie is, I think I probably paid $10 for the DVD, and I think I might have paid another $10 to download it on iTunes.
So you're already $25 in.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Does the DVD have anything extra in it that you can't just by, you know, watching it normally?
I think it's got the director's commentation, which I've never watched it that way, which I should actually. That might be fun to do. And, you know, it might have a couple little extra things on it, but it's not like the special edition with, you know, extra footage or stuff like that, which I'd love to see any extra footage if I could find it. So.
Yeah, it'd be funny to watch, like, you know, the goof-ups, you know.
Yeah.
I'd love to see that.
Oh, yeah. Blooper reel?
Oh, that'd be funnier, this movie. Huh. Yeah, I guess if I had... I don't own it. But I'm trying to think what, you know, if I saw it for... I'd probably pay $5.
Yeah.
I would say, yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
it's, so if I was going like on demand or something like that, and you know, I was just like, I've got to see this movie again tonight, and I saw it, you know, and that was the price tag, you know, $4.99 or something, I'd probably hit yes to that.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, this is seriously, it's got to be in my top 5 movies. It's Top Gun, Braveheart. I mean, not Top Gun.
I was about to say, dude.
No, not Top Gun.
Did you?
That was a total screw up.
That was a Freudian slip.
I still have Danger Zone in my head. and for some reason, I said Tom Cruise earlier tonight instead of Tom Hanks. I don't know why I'm getting that screwed up. Forrest Gump, Braveheart, Star Wars, the, you know, Episode 4, the original.
Wait a minute. You'd put that A New Hope before Empire?
Ooh.
All right. Maybe this is a discussion for a different day.
Yeah, that's tough.
Wow, that's interesting. You'd put okay. All right. So go ahead with your
New Hope. I think it was New Hope because it was the introduction.
Okay.
I will say Empire. I enjoyed Empire more. But I think New Hope had such an impact.
Right.
That put it there. So anyway, another day. So what did I say? Braveheart.
Forrest Gump. A New Hope.
War Games.
War Games. Okay.
And, oh man.
I don't think I could do this. I don't think I could do this exercise. So you already got 4 out of 5 of your, like, you know, all-time favorites, so
yeah.
That's good. I would definitely have to give it some serious thought. I mean, because I know, like, movies from, like, the 80s, you know, that I kind of block it together like that. You know, if I had top 5 from 80s, top 5 from 90s, maybe I could do. But if I had to, like, break down the walls between decades and I had to do top 5 across the board, that's tough.
Yeah. That is tough.
So I'm not going to put you on the spot to come up with number 5.
Okay.
All right. So where were we going with that? So we decided how much we would pay. Yeah.
Okay.
So go ahead. You were going to say something?
Is it crunchy or creamy? Is that
your question? That's where we're going next. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going creamy.
I could see that. And I think I have to agree with you. It's
a smooth ride, you know. I mean,
it is. Yeah.
Yeah. There's drama. There's definitely drama in this, but the lovable character that is Forrest makes it. I mean, he's the continuity throughout the whole thing, through all the drama, and whereas things would be devastating to, you know, us, he just has a way of coping with it.
Yeah. That's a good way of looking at it.
Yeah, and so it makes the ride easier.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know,
creamy peanut butter.
Yeah, that's the way it works.
Yeah.
All right, so, yeah, overall, Forrest Gump, just a wonderful 90s movie. I love this thing. If I was scrolling and I see it's on, I'm stopping, and I'm watching to see where it's at, and I'm probably going to end up watching it to the end.
Yeah, I would have – this is one of those movies that I think we talked about this in our 80s reboot back in the day when we would talk about if the house was on fire – and you saw that movie on while you were running out of the house, you would stop and actually watch some of the movie before you.
Oh man, we have to find Nick again. Yeah, our one of our former co-hosts, Nick, he had brought this notion up that if you were, you know, the house was on fire and the movie was on, what would give you pause and make you stop and continue to watch the movie? It's a ridiculous notion, but it's actually kind of funny at the same time, because this might do it.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be like, no, after this one part.
House is on fire. But wait, Forrest is on. He's running.
No, this is Elvis Bar. Hold on. Oh, yeah. No, this is the Shrimpo part. Hold on. One more minute.
Lieutenant Dan is about to get on top of the ship and fight them. Fight the storm. Come on.
The strip over there, my boy.
Yeah.
All right. So I think we have definitely dug deep into the greatness that is Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
So this is a part of the program where we like to remind people how to get a hold of us on social media. We have this website that's called BonsaiRetroClub.com. That's a Banzai. And it has links to all of our different social media. We have Tumblr, we have Twitter, we have Instagram, which I've gotten better at, I'm happy to say. And then also Facebook. And the other thing that is on that website is the way that you can leave us a voicemail. So at the top of this whole podcast, you heard how that sounds. We encourage all of you listeners to go out there and leave us a voicemail through our website. And, you know, give us, you know, your feedback. Give us your thoughts. We would love to hear that. We'd love to be able to comment on it and use it on the show. So please do that. There's another part of the website, called Patreon. And, Scott will tell us about that.
So Patreon is a way to help us out, financially to support the website and the storage of all the podcasts online and the broadcasts, the streaming capabilities and all that. We're paying for everything out of our pocket just for fun. But if we could ever have anybody that supports us, even as much as like $1 or $1 a month or a one-time $5 or $20 or whatever you want to do, every little bit is helpful. We don't necessarily – I don't know. It's just a really nice way for you to show your support of what we're doing and showing that you're still interested in what we have to say. And we just love doing it. So anyway, that is Patreon. You can click on the link. Another way to get a hold of us is our main email, which is McFly@BonsaiRetroClub.com. And then there's iTunes. If you can go online and leave us a review, we love that. Whether it's a good review or even a bad review. Although we have pretty much faith, we have quite a bit of faith that we're going to be all right. Most people are going to leave good reviews. So we enjoy talking so much that I don't think anybody's going to complain about it. If you don't like it, then, you know, you stop listening and move on.
No, actually, we still want you to listen, but just complain, which is fine, yeah, because it helps us with downloads. So, I want to go back to reviews. I've come to the conclusion that maybe there's just people that don't understand how to do this on their phone. So I'm going to actually step you through that right now. So if you have your iPhone or your iPad, any iDevice out, what I want you to do is find the podcast app. And it's a little purple icon that has like a two circles on it. Find that. Okay. I'll give you a second. All right. If you found it, good. Click on that icon. Almost all these iDevices have that. Down at the bottom right, there is this button called search. Type search or click search. You're going to type in BANZAI space RETRO. It should come up at that point, but if it doesn't, you can put in space CLUB. You'll see Bonsai Retro Club. When that comes up, you should see a nice little picture of a dog wearing sunglasses. That's our icon, our logo. And what you can do is click the icon. Once it's up there, if you scroll near the middle section of the, or towards the bottom of that page, you'll find ratings and reviews. If you click the, was it see all, I think it is here? No, that's just to see all the ratings and reviews. Okay.
Now, if you, towards the bottom of that, it says write a review.
Yep, write a review. You're going to click that, and that will give you the ability to put in the amount of stars, put in some sort of descriptive title, and then some text, and then hit send. It's that easy. I mean, how long did that take? A minute? 2 minutes? So that's how you do that, folks. I wanted you to understand the steps. We've been asking you guys for reviews, and I think there's a lot of people that have these devices that just don't understand how to do that. So it's not that hard. There's another button that's in there that's called subscribe. I'd like to have you hit that too, but that's only if you want to, you know, get our show downloaded every time there's a new one posted. I'd like you to do that, but that's up to you. But the review, that's required, action item for all of you listeners. So do that now. So the other thing we like to do is remind everybody to be excellent to each other. There's a lot of screwed up things in the world right now, and our listeners are the finest people that we know. And by that notion, we believe that you are being cool with each other and being nice. That means being excellent. So just please be that person. Be excellent to each other and your fellow man. We would really appreciate that so much in this weird, wacky world that we live in. We never know when you're going to listen to this, so please have a good whatever. Bye.
Good day.
Good day.
Good day. I say good day.
This has been a Bonsai Retro Club production.
Bonsai, Danielson!
Hey, Bonsai!
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 All right, so Forrest Gump, that's a fun convo.
Oh, yeah. You know, I think we need to change up the 90s topics. And
uh-oh. What's your thoughts?
Because our last three 90s topics have been movies.
Oh, so we got to do
We did Pulp Fiction, we did Tombstone, and now we did Forrest Gump. So we haven't covered any kind of music or TV shows or maybe even a time capsule.
Well, I've always been afraid to bring up the music stuff because you guys were like kind of not interested at the, you know, with music.
Well, it's not that I'm not interested, I just don't have as deep of a knowledge of it.
Okay.
So I might have to do a little more homework.
Okay.
On that part. So that, yeah, I don't want to, it's not that I'm not interested.
Okay.
I'm just, okay. I hesitate because I'm just not as comfortable with it because I just don't know it as well. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I get you. And you're probably right. We probably need to do TV shows. I think there's some blaring obvious choices.
You know, oh, yeah.
Friends, yeah. Seinfeld.
Yep. Northern Exposure. X-Files.
Did you watch X-Files?
Oh, I love the X-Files.
Oh, there we go. That's a good one then.
Yeah. Yeah, totally love the X-Files. We watched that many times. I mean, we've seen the whole thing, so. The whole series, every episode of the series, except for the later ones, the new ones that just came out in the last year or two. Haven't watched any of those.
Maybe have some discussion about Beverly Hills 90210.
Ooh. Yeah, we could do that.
You used to watch ER. I used to watch that a lot.
Okay, yeah, we watched ER a few times.
News Radio was a good show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, actually, there's some good conversations here.
Mm-hmm.
Music. Yeah, you're right. You're right. We need to branch off. It's just my go-to is the movies. I definitely like, you know, a lot of these movies.
Oh, I don't want to go completely away, but I think because we've been doing so many of the
movie stuff, yeah.
Yeah, just like for every 90s topics, the last three topics have been 90s. Art, been music, TV. God dang, I can't even talk. I think I'm having a breakdown.
I got it. I got our next movie. Topic.
Yeah, what is it?
Spice Girls.
No. I'm unavailable that day. I don't know what day it is yet, but I'm unavailable.
Yeah, I did 90s music, and that was like one of the ones that came up.
So I was thinking about trying to get another guest on, just randomly. Not necessarily another podcast or a crossover, but we were at a, there's an Irish pub up by us, and there was this guy, his name is Deshaun, and he was doing some great cover songs from like 70s and 80s. And I thought, you know, maybe it'd be kind of fun to have somebody that does that as, you know, they get up and they sing their songs and that's what they do every week, and they're booked all the time, you know, and they probably have a regular job, but they love to go out and do their gigs on the weekends or whatever. Love to get their input on like who their influences really were and why they love those specific, why do they love to cover those specific bands or artists.
That sounds like a perfect topic.
And, you know,
yeah, if you have the that guy's contact, then reach out.
I did. I grabbed his card.
Okay. I'm sure he'd be more than happy to.
Yeah, it might be fun for him, you know.
Yeah.
So, all right, I'll touch base with him then.
Sweet.
So, cool.
I'm all for stuff like that.
All right, good. Good to know. I figured you would be. I mean, you know, add another. Anytime you can add another angle into the show, just to get a little bit different input once in a while, is a great way to, you know, spice it up a little.
Yeah, I just, you know, everybody has their own, you know, their own journey that went through, you know, those specific decades, or, you know, or even if they didn't, you know, they were influenced in some way by those decades.
Right.
And those are usually interesting stories to hear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where you have, like, when we had Kristen on, you know, she was influenced by all this 80s music, but she wasn't born in the 80s.
Right. She was born in, what, 92 or something like that?
Yeah. So it was just kind of like, you know, that's a great story to hear. You know, and she knew all these bands. In fact, she probably knew them better than I did, which is awesome, you know. Yeah. And, you know, that's, you know, those are great stories to hear. I guess we are done.
Yeah. So I got to go buy a bottle of the Glenmorangie. Moray.
Yes.
Yeah.
And GLEN space MORAY.
Okay. Yeah, I remember I got the, when I came out, I bought the 12 year. And you're like, hey, that's the one that I like or whatever. So, yeah, that was good. And it was good. I remember it being pretty tasty. So I thought I'd grab something along those lines.
Yeah,
for Chris to have.
Yeah, like I said, I haven't really seen anything that's, you know, standard at his place, but then again, we don't go over there that often. But, yeah, we actually have a Scotch tasting that he invited me to, which is that one place.
Really?
That we went to. What day is that? I forgot what it was.
Dude, you know what I forgot to do when I sent you the business cards?
What's that?
I forgot to include those cards for level 257.
Ah.
I got like $15 or something like that in there.
April 26.
Okay.
So, yeah, and once again, that's not a place I go to very often, so it's not like I'm like, you know, what the hell? You said you're going to send them to me.
Yeah, you probably forgot about them just like I did.
Yeah. What I thought was actually kind of funny was my daughter, my 16-year-old, and my wife, they went out to Woodfield Mall, and they were doing some shopping for something. It's like my oldest daughter had no idea about this, you know, level 257 out there. She'd just never been or never even heard of it. Didn't hit her radar. Right. And she saw that, and she asked my wife about it, and she goes, you know what, we should take Dad there for his birthday. And I just thought that was the cutest thing. I was like, you know, she recognizes, you know, that it's retro and, you know, up my alley. And it was just, it was kind of a fun, you know, even though I heard it by proxy through the wife, it was just kind of fun that, you know, it was like recognized that, oh, Pac-Man. Yeah, that's a dad thing.
Yeah. 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 Cool. All right, man. Well, I'll be in touch. We'll see what next week brings us. Back to the 70s.
Back to the 70s. We'll have to come up with something. Well, if we, you know, if we're going to go, you know, continue down the time capsule thing, or if we're going to go a different route.
Well, we did 2 years, two time capsules in a row.
Right.
So I think we need to find either a movie topic or a music or TV show.
Yeah.
Or something along those lines to get away from just the news headlines and then jump back into it in a few more weeks or whatever.
Right. Yeah, we don't want to be predictable.
Yeah. We should do some something. I'll think about it. I'll send you a message.
Sweet.
Cool.
Cool. Good night.
Bye, man. I'll talk to you later.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.